Hey folks, it's Marvin Cash, the host of the Articulate Fly, and we're back with another Central PA Fishing Report with George Costa from TCO Fly Shop and State College. How are you, George?
I am amazing as always, Marvin. How are you?
You sound super excited. Did you get a lot of cool stuff in your Easter basket?
I did. I got some Cadbury eggs, and I got some peeps, and all sorts of teeth-rotting stuff. It was delicious.
Awesome. What color peeps?
The yellow. That's the only true color. Everyone knows that.
You didn't do pink or lavender?
No, just the yellow ones. Mm-hmm. I like the standard yellow peep.
And you strike me as an artisanal jelly bean dude.
That's too much for me. That's too much stress.
Well, I can't deal
with those popcorn flavored jelly beans. That's too much for my mind to handle.
Where you have to literally, it's like harder than like identifying dry flies and spinners. Sure. So they have to lay the chart out and like color match them.
True. Exactly. I don't have that kind of time.
Yeah. So although you do have some time, I looked at your weather and I mean, you know, East Coast, we've gotten ripped with a ton of rain lately.
It is a H-O-T-M-E-S-S right now. It's just about most of our streams are at flood stage or above flood stage in the past 24, 48 hours. So we have trash conditions right now. I just looked this morning, took a little drive by the stream. Spring Creek is mess right now. Little J is back below flood stage. So it's just gross, disgusting water. So for the foreseeable future, I think that Spring Creek might be back into shape by late this weekend, and by late, I'm talking late Saturday, Sunday at the earliest. Little Juniata, Penns, is definitely going to be a little later than now. We're looking maybe early next week, Monday, Tuesday, barring any more precipitation and the trees doing their job and soaking up some of this water. It's definitely going to be a few days till we can get back on the water. Before all this rain, we were really starting to see some good bugs. Olives have been strong. Granums have been good on spring. And who knows what this high water is going to do for the granums on the Jay and Penns. But I think that hopefully by mid next week, we should really start seeing these bugs just blow up. We are supposed to get cold the next couple of days, but then we got a nice warm-up spell coming. So catch me next week and I can give you an accurate idea of what's going on. But spring is here. We just got to get through this high water and cold event. And, just to get us over the hump.
Yeah, sounds like streamer fishing Sunday, Monday, and then, you know, fingers crossed for dry fly activity on maybe Wednesday, Thursday next week.
Yeah, we just got to see how everything comes back into shape. I don't see much precipitation in the next couple of days. We got maybe some rain here and there, but, you know, barring any more, you know, 3-4 inches of rain like we just got, you know, the rivers are going to take a couple of days to get back into shape.
Guy, did anything cool going on in the shop you want to share with folks?
Particularly, we're loaded up. We definitely got a lot of inventory here ready for spring. We've got a bunch of new fly patterns in, which are great. Good week to really get caught up and get ready, you know, get those flies tied for the season here. You know, you can't fish, you might as well tie some bugs and come in and check out the shop. There's a bunch of new, really cool new gear this year. Some really good new rods to check out. The new Scott rods are awesome. Those session rods, worth coming in and casting if you haven't gotten a chance to check those out yet. Those have been casting well for us. So yeah, just, you know, loaded up, ready to go for the season.
Yeah, and I know you were one of the few retailers that actually got the hookup on the new Grundins too, right?
Yeah, we got the new Grundins waders in here. So we got all three models. You've got low, medium, and high-end Grundins. They're worth checking out too. Another great option in the wader arena. We're excited to have that brand on board.
Yeah, and I imagine too, I think last time we spoke, you were signing people up for learning to fly fish classes, right?
This is true as well. We've definitely got some good classes this spring. All of our TCO shops have a lot of good beginners classes, more advanced classes with dry flies. We do a Euro class up here in State College. If you're new to the sport, if you're just listening to old Marvin here on the podcast and you're like, maybe I'll try fly fishing, we got some really good beginners classes throughout the spring in all of our locations. So check out the website under the education tab and you can sign up for one of those classes to expand your horizons, we'll say.
Yes, we call that being fly curious.
Ooh, I like that very much.
Well, you know, folks, we love questions on the Articulate Fly. You can email them to us, DM us on social media, whatever is easiest for you. And if we use your question, I will send you some Articulate Fly swag, and George will enter you in a drawing for some cool stuff from the shop at the end of the season. And George, before I let you get back to it, you want to let folks know hours and all that kind of good stuff?
Absolutely, absolutely. So we are here in State College Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. and Sundays 9 to 3. All of our other locations about the same hours. On the web, tcoflyfishing.com.
Well, there you go. Well, listen, folks, when the water drops, get out there and catch a few. Tight lines, everybody. Tight lines, George.
Take it easy, Mark.